Good morning. It is 8:41, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Nick Isher, Tyler off today. He's in mourning. His Bears didn't... Well, the offense didn't show up. But two defenses showed up last night. So, you know, really, really neither offense showed up last night. Hey, we're going to talk some football this morning. The Knox Prairie Fire kick off their season tomorrow afternoon. They'll be on the road at Eureka to take on the Red Devils. And each week during the regular football season, we get a chance to chat football with the head coach of the Prairie Fire, Mr. Damon Tomeo. Coach, how are you?
Good morning. Happy Friday. It's great to be here. Last night was, I won't say fun, but definitely an interesting game for the people in the Midwest watching the Packers and the Bears.
Okay, so let me ask you, being the coach, because you know a lot of Bears fans ready to jump off the Sears Tower after the offensive performance. Was the offense that bad on both sides, or were the defenses that good, or was it a combination thereof?
I think it's a combination. I really do, but I also think you got to commit to doing it. When Chicago attempted 15 rushes, and a couple of those the quarterback running around, that's not enough to commit to the run game. And you're putting it all on Trubisky, and if he's off a little bit, remember now it's game one. They haven't seen a lot of tape on these guys, and they're going to give them a couple different looks. Hey, Aaron Rodgers hasn't played in a long time. That's crazy to think that guy's not played in 9 months, and he's out there starting a game at the NFL level. And the Packers themselves, 22 rushing attempts, that's not enough to really say they're committing to that. And again, they're putting it all on Aaron Rodgers. So one turnover in the game, not real sloppy, so you got to say that's positive. So I think there's some pieces there, but if the Bears are saying this is the year, I'm sorry. This is going to be a tough one.
Yeah, and then they have a tougher schedule. I mean, and I think people say that. They forget what were 12-4 or whatever they were last year. They had the easier schedule last year.
Yeah.
So when you have the better record, then you get the tougher schedule the next year, and here we go. So
got to love the NFL and its parity.
Yeah.
And you see some of the issues is each team gave up 5 sacks last night.
Yeah.
That is a massive amount. And some of the sacks are complete busts up front. That just looks like lack of preparation, and it looks like early season. So I think that'll be cleaned up. This is a game I'd love to watch about week 6, week 8. And kind of see a better gauge where the teams are at.
Well, and like you said, Rodgers hadn't played in a long time. Trubisky's still a young guy. This is what, second year as a starter?
Yep.
So he's still a young guy and hardly saw any reps during the preseason games. And there's that fine line also. It's like I'm seeing all these people, well, they should have played more during the preseason. Yeah, but then if somebody, he did that and they get hurt. What did it? He played them too much during the preseason. They got hurt.
Yeah, there's a definite catch 22 at the preseason. I don't know how many more of these preseason games before they start going away because the elongation of the season. 4 preseason games, a lot, and a lot of these guys just being held out just because of the injuries. So do they really matter, or is it just for revenue and ticket sales?
Knox College head football coach Damon Tomeo joining us this morning. The Prairie Fire kick off their season tomorrow afternoon. They'll be on the road over at Eureka on the other side of Peoria, taking on the Red Devils. Coach, you guys have been at it for a few weeks now. You've been on campus, and it was fairly lonely, just a few athletes on campus.
Fairly lonely, yep, and some faculty and some administrators. So yeah. We showed up Division III. They allowed us to move in on August 14th. Since then, there's a lot of NCAA rules on what we can practice and when and how many times. The old school 3-a-days are gone. The 2-a-days are gone. So we can only practice once a day. We can have a walkthrough or workouts in the afternoon in the weight room, but we cannot get outside with pads on more than once a day. So the rules have drastically changed. So we had 25 days to prepare for tomorrow, and tomorrow is now here. So the Division I schools kind of started last week. And most everyone else in the country is going to start this week, first Saturday in September.
So one a day. So can you go from like 8 a.m. till 3 p.m.? I'm guessing there's a time limit on
there's
those,
a three-hour cap on it, too. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's there's a lot of rules. Health and safety of the players is the utmost importance, which is the right thing to do. It's crazy to see the number of rules. And every year, they're adding more to it. So this year, it was a full day off in the middle of camp. Remember in camp having a full day off? No. So we'd watch the tape and, you know, cut them loose. So it was it's a different world we're living in right now with football.
Well, and the other thing that's strange for you and your guys is that normally either first week of the regular season, at least by the second week, you've got, and you know, next week you'll be home. You've got rest of the students back on campus. Classes have started. Now you're going to have 2 weeks. You're going to have your road opener tomorrow, home opener next week. And students will just be arriving.
Yep. Check-in day for the regular students is the weekend of the 14th. And we start classes at Knox College on the 17th.
Wow.
Again, we arrive, football did, on August 14th. So we've been here, and volleyball soon after came in, as did the soccer teams, as well as cross country. So it's been pretty quiet around campus, minus the athletes. we tell our guys, you know, it's a great time to be a professional football player for a month and really hone in our skills, because once school starts at Knox, you know, the challenges of being a student athlete are real. And I think our guys are really taking advantage of that. And right now, we're really healthy because we've been able to rehab, and our athletic training staff has done a terrific job keeping our guys ready for that one practice a day and ready for our first game tomorrow.
All right, so let's talk about the 2019 version of the Prairie Fire. You got some guys returning. You lost a few, not as many as you have, so you got more returnees this year, don't you?
Yeah, we're pretty happy with the guys that came back, and now, you know, we're a couple weeks in. We've seen them move around, and offensively, we felt we had about 10 of our pieces coming back, and which is positive. Our quarterback is the same one that took over a lot of the snaps last year, Grant Graham. Our offensive line lost one, but we kind of shuffled it around, and so we feel pretty good about the improve there when you return that many guys. That's always positive. Our leading receiver in production, Hunter Lee, an all-conference returner from Watsika, is back. And offensively, running the ball, Ty Straw, who led the team last year in rushing yards, is back, as well as our all-conference tight end, Kobe Shutter, who's Kobe is now finally a senior. So there's a lot of pieces on offense. It's been pretty fun throughout camp. I think we're going to be able to run the ball better this year because of those pieces, and Hunter Lee is a matchup issue on the outside. So offensively, I think we're going the right direction. Our offensive coordinator, Corey Bonstead, is still with us, and it's been really fun to watch them move the ball, and it should be tomorrow.
Well, so so is it going to be a pretty good mix between on the ground and through the air, or are you going to be more of a running team than you think this year?
We play tomorrow, and anybody listening from Eureka, I'm not going to say much more
than that.
I will say, though, we have tight ends and fullbacks, and we're in the Midwest, and you got to be able to run the ball, especially as you get in November. You know, we're not the Bears. We're not going to run 46 yards and be successful. We're going to have to, you know, crank that up a little bit more. But we also can spread the ball out a little bit if we need to. So I think we have some multiplicity this year, which should help us.
Last year's matchup, Eureka put a lot of points on the board. Of course, they had, wasn't it an All-American running back?
He was an All-American.
Is he gone, I hope?
We are happy to see him graduate. He's a very good football player, and Anthony Resinover, and at a Moments High School here in Illinois, and had a great career at Eureka, and hats off to him. And we're happy he's gone. And, you know, Eureka definitely was running the ball well last year from the start of the season with us all the way to the finish in the playoffs. And I think that's been one of their keys, is they've kind of transitioned more into a two-back run the ball offense, and it looks like they're going to be more of the same tomorrow, which will be a challenge for our defense.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about things on the defensive side. Like you said, you've got some established guys offensively. How about all the defensive line to start with?
Yeah, absolutely. We turned two of the guys that played quite a bit last year, Mike Sapolsky out of Lincoln Way and Brandon Scott out of Paxton Buckley Loda. It's been in one of our pipeline schools for us. Both guys have had a really good camp and should be good. There's some competition at that other defensive end spot. We're still in our 3-4 scheme that we've been in. At linebacker, we graduated some seniors like Tyler Podvoisky from Galesburg and Logan Hollis from Stark County. But Jeremiah Matthews is back, and Jack Craig from Mid-County, and those are some familiar faces. Ian Rao moved from safety last year. As a freshman, we moved him down to linebacker, and he's had a terrific camp. And Lucas Cruz is healthy. Mid-County native should remember the name Lucas Cruz. Medical last year, he's had a great camp, and he should be poised to play some at outside linebacker for us. In the back end, Garrett Rao is back, an all-conference runner at safety. And there's a few other guys in that mix that have played some for us. Hunter Bequette's played some. Larry Harris should be a good mix there, too. So, like I said, it's been, the team's been great. The health has been just terrific, that we've not gotten hurt going into game one. And I think it's time we go play someone else. It's that time of year.
You know, it's interesting. It's nice to hear some names of guys from local schools. It's not always easy to do that because the qualifications, it's, you know, not only do they need to fit what you're doing athletically, whether it's football or basketball, whatever sport, volleyball, soccer at Knox College, also academically. So it's not always easy. And also, especially the guys from the small schools, I don't care what small school or what sport, it is not an easy transition to I don't care what level, if it's Division III, community college, Division II, Division I, whatever, FBS, FCS, it is not an easy transition because you're going from playing against, for the most part, other boys to playing against men.
Yep. You know, in high school, you're 14-year-olds to 18-year-olds. And now those 18-year-olds are playing against 22-year-olds, and it's very much different. It's like being a freshman in high school and starting on varsity again. And that transition is tough, plus the academic load on the guys, being away from home. It's tough. It's very, very difficult to play college football. It's a tremendous honor for me to lead the guys in our room, and I'm very, very proud of their commitment to each other, the program, and to Knox College, and representing and putting a good product on the field.
evening game tomorrow, 6 o'clock kickoff over at Eureka College. It's, you know, it's only going to take you about an hour or so, maybe slightly more to get over
this
there.
This is Illinois and construction.
That. There's that. There is that. But it's a pretty easy little trip over there, and Streaks will be all done by that point. The Illini will be done by that point if you're watching either one of those. Now, if you go to the Streaks game, I don't think you're going to make it back because that's all the way down in Centralia. But
that's going to be a tough one. That's a 3.5-4 hours drive, depending how many bathroom breaks you take. Safe travels to Galesburg and the Streaks on Saturdays. They make that long run. You know, I was checked out the Streaks last week against the Dunlap, and there's a lot of parts there. And what people are hearing in the stands is, it's fun for me to be in the stands once in a while, is the frustration. Why aren't we winning? Why aren't we winning? Well, there's a lot of young kids out there.
Yeah.
And you got to give them time. I think Coach Wash is doing a great job, especially with the lower age groups and building the program from the bottom up. And that will pay dividends down the road. So, Streak fans, maintain your patience. I think good things are to come. It's going to be a challenging year, but I do see good things are on the horizon.
Yeah, and you have a really good quarterback coming back, but there was less pressure on him with a kid like Kobe Ramirez running the ball. Double tight end, you had really good tight ends, so it's kind of a switch. You got better wideouts this year, so it's a little bit different look for him.
Yeah, it's interesting though that now Galesburg's enrollment is down. I mean, we're there not even 1,300 right now and accountable. That questions if they're going to be in 6A, if they're going to drop down, will they end up being in 5A? And it's changed the dynamics of the community and of that football program.
Knox College head football coach Damon Tomeo joining us here this morning. He'll join us each Friday morning during the regular season. We'll talk some football. Eureka College tomorrow, 6 o'clock kickoff over in Eureka. You'll have the home opener coming up next week. Have you even met these guys before? Iowa Wesleyan. I was looking back at the history. I didn't see any record between the two. Is this a first?
No, Iowa Wesleyan, which is great to think. But Iowa Wesleyan and Knox College playing, they're going to come here this year. We got a home and home. In 20, we'll travel up there. So that'll be a good kind of a regional game for us. You know, we're trying to get into Iowa a little bit more with recruiting, and hopefully this will help us with a kind of a regional opponent.
So Iowa Wesleyan next week, then you get into conference play with Beloit. Kind of break down the conference a little bit. I knew, you know, there's kind of the usual suspects quite often with the St. Norbert and with Monmouth. To kind of break down the conference for us.
Well, still, Midwest Conference is north-south, so we're in the South Division, as is Monmouth. North kind of gets into the Wisconsin schools, the Minnesota school, and Iowa is also in the South with us. So picked early on, Monmouth was picked in the South, and I think University of Chicago is going to be an interesting game. I would pay my $10 to see Chicago and Monmouth play this year. I think that's going to be a very, very good football game. Norbert was picked in the North as the winner. Norbert returns after winning a playoff game last year, quite a bit of their offense and defense. So that should be a team to watch out for. Coming down the pipe, and the number one versus number one North-South will play in week 10. So we'll have an outright champion at the end of the season. So that'll be kind of fun to see. Illinois College's staff's been back. Beloit College, a new head coach this year. He came from Lake Forest. Lake Forest's staff is back. Cornell is kind of seeing some resurgence, as is Grinnell. So Midwest Conference still poised itself to continue to be some really good small college football.
So you're probably, like you said, you're looking at Monmouth, you're looking at University of Chicago. What I mean, is it everything? I mean, do you feel like everything's up for grabs, that you can be right there on that doorstep this year?
You know what? You start looking ahead and you lose sight of what tomorrow and today is. So, you know, we're going to really kind of focus right now on Eureka. We like our home and aways this year. The travel schedule sets up well for us, which is something we look at. But we know that it doesn't matter if we can't get down to week 7 and 8 without getting through week 1, 2, and 3. And then that's staring us in the face. So we got 2 weeks, we get a bye week, and then kind of conference and crossover play starts, and that goes straight through. So, and we'll end the season right before Thanksgiving.
University of Chicago's interesting history. If I'm not mistaken, are they one of those programs that back in the day you had, like, you know, when you had like Lombard College here playing like University of Iowa's or Notre Dame's, and you had Washington U and St. Louis, which is now Division III. And wasn't University of Chicago one of those programs back in the day that was a power?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Nationally
playing Illinois and Northwestern and Notre Dame, Big Ten schedule. Yeah. So yeah, it's interesting. We enjoyed having them in the conference. They're a good team. And geographically, you know, it's easy for us to get into that south side of Chicago. I'm looking forward to it. This is the first time I've been there. Will be this fall, even though they've been in the conference for a bit.
Damon Tomeo, Knox College head football coach. They'll kick off tomorrow. Their season starts. They'll be over at Eureka. The home opener will be next Saturday afternoon over at the Nosher Bowl here at Knox College. They'll take on Iowa Wesleyan. That'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff. And then you'll host Beloit, be on the road at Lake Forest. And as you mentioned, University of Chicago, then Grinnell at home after that. And we'll talk about the rest of the schedules that gets a little bit closer. All right. So
I know the fans want to hear about Saturday's games, college, and they want to hear about Sunday. Because if anything I hear in this community about this radio, they want to hear me pick schools. And then last year I picked Washington. And I rode them all the way through, and I got obliterated at the end, and everyone gave me a hard time. But it's very, very challenging to pick a team, and I'm not betting, but I just like to look at the stats and kind of pull one out. And it's easy. Oh, we'll take Clemson. Well, no kidding.
Yeah.
You know
Clemson,
what I mean?
Clemson, Alabama. Yeah,
wow.
Especially Alabama.
Yeah, you're really going on a limb there.
Right.
Okay, I'll lead in a little bit and go Georgia, Ohio State. No. Go a little further. So I think a team that's really shown the transfer of Jalen Hurts to Oklahoma makes them into a national contender. They're being talked about, but everyone's still eyeballing the other four. And I think Oklahoma is going to be in that conversation as it gets late in the season. I'm cheating here. I did watch them play last week, and they are good. They are very good. Defensively, they cleaned up what they're doing, and I think that they're going to be a team that's going to really push to be in that top conversation this year. Should be fun to watch. The other one, never bet against them, Mike Leach, Washington State. I don't think they're going to be able to get all the way to the Final Four, but the Pac-12 is weak this year, and Washington State has the team returning that could pose them to be a Pac-12 champion, which would then be interesting in the conversation is who is kicked out. So if you go Clemson, Alabama, obviously Georgia. Now, Alabama has to play Georgia at some point in there. Ohio State, you know, Oklahoma. There's always a team that's on the outside looking in. Maybe it's Washington State this year. But Washington State, I really like what they're doing. I like Mike Leach, Iowa Wesleyan. For some time. And I also like Oklahoma. So I think those are two teams that would be kind of fun to watch. If you got the TV on tomorrow, 2:30, the big game, Texas A&M at Clemson. I don't think A&M should be ranked 12 right now. I do believe Clemson should be ranked number one, and Clemson should roll Texas A&M at home. Everybody's going to turn on at 6:30, LSU at Texas. A lot of questions surrounding these two programs. Are they really as good as they're hyped to be? Texas hasn't been ranked this high in a while. LSU and what they're going on and their program status should be pretty interesting. One of those teams has to lose, so that should knock one team down just a little bit. But an early season matchup of those magnitude is tough. And if you're coming down to Champaign on Saturday, this time it's going to go to Connecticut, though. Illinois got to go to UConn. They had a big win last week over Akron. I don't know if anyone knows this, but a Knox alum is now on the football staff at Illinois. Aleer Amini graduated a couple years back. Bounced through Wofford. Now he's at Illinois as a defensive analyst.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Yeah. So do I have some inside information? A little. They feel like this is their year, and that win over Akron they didn't think was a surprise, and they're expecting the same. But really, Illinois fans, you got to get to 9-21 later in the season. Nebraska. Let's get a real opponent on there.
Yeah.
Akron, UConn this year is down. Eastern Michigan, they could be 3-0 going into Nebraska. Then reality will hit. For the Illini.
Yeah, and at one time that Akron win, that would have been huge, but nowadays, not necessarily. So, yeah, you got to, until they get into Big Ten play, you're not going to know anything about them.
Yeah. You can sound real smart with your friends watching games this weekend. Just start, keep repeating, well, the team that's going to win limits their mistakes because that's a game one.
You know,
easy coachism right there. Don't beat yourself. Let's reference Oregon and Auburn on that one. You got to take care of the football. That's a great one to always keep saying. Last night, only one turnover in the game that kept it close. And that's helpful, but turnovers will kill you, especially early in the season. And I think at the college level and the high school level, you got to have a plan. There's a lot of random things that happen in the season. Onside kick, for example, or kicking off after a penalty, or, you know, that there's a Division II game where the guy fumbled the ball in the end zone yesterday that everybody's talking about on national media. You got to have a plan for all these things, and you got to practice it. And a team that's organized will have a plan and be able to handle those situations.
Damon Tomeo, Knox College head football coach, joining us here this morning. Quickly before we wrap up, we talked a little bit about last night's game. Let's quickly just hit on the NFL. I mean, you're looking at Oklahoma on the college side. How about the – I mean, obviously, yeah, right. New England, that's an easy pick every year. It doesn't matter.
And I think the Rams are another one that's really – I think they're going to be in that late conversation. This year, everyone's pointing at Cleveland. Hard to go against Cleveland this year. Offensive coordinator Todd Monken, Knox alum.
Yep.
So we've been following Cleveland quite closely. Wish nothing but the best for Todd. And we chatted earlier in the week, and he's doing well and excited about the season coming up and getting to work with Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Todd Monken. Baker Mayfield in one room together. That's a YouTube right there, if I've ever seen one. So I think Cleveland's interesting. L.A. Rams are very interesting this year. And there's got to be somebody that's a surprise in the parity of the league. And I'm sorry, Bears, I don't know after watching them. I would have mentioned them. Double Monday night game this week. So if you want to stay up till incredibly late to watch Denver at Oakland, if not the normal Monday night game, Houston goes to New Orleans.
Is there a dumpster fire this year?
Ooh. There will be a dumpster fire. You need about 1 or 2 weeks because then you can't hide.
Yeah.
You know, you can kind of fake it through the preseason, but two games in, somebody's going to really look bad.
Yeah.
I tell you what, the Indianapolis Colts are in a bad spot.
Yes, they are. And who knew, who saw that coming?
No, no. And I've actually at one time in my life had a chance to meet him, and he was a great guy, Andrew Luck. And I understand. I mean, that body takes a toll, and he hasn't been healthy. And there's a certain point when you say, you know, I got a family and other people I got to take care of. So it's tough. So the Colts are going to be tough, too, this year. And so if you're a Colts fan or picked Andrew Luck in your fantasy, I'm sorry.
You're out of luck.
You are out of luck. Yes, you are.
Knox College head football coach Damon Tamayo will join us each and every Friday morning. Coach, thanks for coming in. Best of luck tomorrow night, 6 o'clock over at Eureka against the Red Devils. Open the season. Home opener at the Nosher Bowl coming up next Saturday, the 14th. You'll host Iowa Wesleyan. That'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff at the Nosher Bowl.
Yeah, and safe travels to the Streaks tomorrow as they travel down to Centralia.
Coach, thanks so much.